They do have priority, but a lot of it depends on which direction trains are going, because only one train can get that priority. So if one train gets it, the other one doesn't, it can result in missing a traffic signal cycle, and that could be a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Which are the two trains?
If they're coming in opposite directions, only one of them can get that priority. So if the first one gets the priority, the second one might not get it, and will be stopped for a full signal cycle until they can pick it up again.
But if the two trains coming in opposite directions and they cross what way at the same time, why wouldn't they both get the same priority?
One, they pick it up quite a ways before the traffic signal. So
they may not...
it extends the green or brings up a red in the other direction. And if that one gets it, and gets the priority and goes through the intersection and the other one comes up, it won't get the priority.
And is that's unfixable, that part of it?
Unless you go to full preemption, and I'd certainly like to entertain discussions with LADOT on some of these smaller streets with less volume about actually getting preemption for the trains. But we'll have those discussions.
Why don't you do that? Because it's the ridership has been pretty good from what I can tell. Do you have any idea what the ridership was Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday?
No, I don't have any report.
Yeah.
I don't know if Paul does.
9,000 on Monday. I know that the La Cienega parking garage has been almost full. Everybody from Culver City, Chevy Hills, and that area, and Baldwin Hills, I suspect, have driven down to the La Cienega station and parked.
I suspect that ridership's going to take a pretty good jump when we get to Culver City.
Yeah.
One of the things I did notice, because I wanted to observe the interaction at the two schools, Fauchet and Farmdale. What I found interesting is from a safety standpoint, we're doing our job there. But the interesting thing is at Fauchet, there were probably 50 or 60 kids waiting on the platform after school to take the train. So I suspect that might happen at Farmdale as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Mr. Chair, I don't think we should let the comment about native plant materials go unacknowledged as well. I think it's an important and intriguing issue. And in our enthusiasm for drought-tolerant landscaping, perhaps the whole community has overlooked the differences between native and non-native drought-tolerant plants. Although I don't know the answer and whether modifications are possible, I think it's in all of our interest to investigate this issue and follow up on the comments that were made here today.
Okay. I agree. Thank you, Dan. Number five.
Item 5A, consent calendar.
Excuse me for 1 second. Okay. Had to listen to a message. Sorry. Item 5, staff. Hey, Herb, how are you feeling? Make some sense to you? Yeah, good to have you back. All right.
Five or consent calendar?
Consent, okay, sorry. Any questions on this? If not, Mr. Wesson moves, O'Leary seconds. Without objection, unanimous vote on item five.
Item 6A.
5A, I'm sorry. Those are all 5A and B, right?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. All 5A and B. Item 6A.
Phase 1 and Phase 2 staffing plan.
Yes, this item is a request for an additional four positions for the Construction Authority to finish off Phase 1. As we close out Phase 1, we'll start to build up with Phase 2. There's a need for basically two areas. One is for change control management, and that's two positions. And then we need some field support staff, which are also two positions. So we're asking for a change control manager who would oversee all of the change control, and a change control administrator who really will support the change control manager. And then we have two engineering positions that we believe are necessary to support phase two operations and also to close out phase one. What we've identified here is a need that we found, especially in the change control area. On phase one, we had used consultant staff. And as we came close to finishing up the project, the consultant staff got reassigned to other projects, and now we're left still trying to close out the project without that historical knowledge. The good news is they didn't go very far, so we can get them back occasionally on a as-needed basis, but we think it's really important that for phase two, under lessons learned, those positions be authority positions. So that we don't have that potential. The other thing is that these four positions, bringing them into authority staff positions rather than consultants, it's a lot cheaper for construction authority. We pay a little bit less than consultants do, but our benefit, cost of our benefit, we don't have markup for profit, for example, that we pay consultants. So this also helps us out budget-wise, and it's going to be less expensive to do it this well, this way as well.
Are there any questions? If not, is there a motion to approve it? Moved by Wesson, second by Rosenfeld. Without objection, unanimous vote. Let the record show that Mr. Wesson arrived at 2:45. I failed to mention that when he got here. Unanimous vote on item 6A.
Item 7A, Phase 1 and Phase 2 project status update.
Mr. Olson will give this presentation.
Starting with Phase 1, we are open to La Cienega, so it's good news. As Mr. Thorpe said, we're continuing to work with Metro to do what we can to make the operations become more efficient and decrease the times in. So we'll continue to work that and continue to work with Metro, making any tweaks we need to. But we are in full revenue operation. We're continuing to complete the remaining elements of work out to Culver City. Farmdale Station is nearing completion. As well as the station in Culver City. This is a shot of the bike path heading to the Culver City station. The parking lot is been completed adjacent to Culver City station. Going through and doing some punch list work on that now. And the bike lockers are being installed, the temporary bike lockers, until we can get the CMC installed, the permanent solution there at the station. The contractor still has not obtained substantial completion, but with the opening of the line, we anticipate that he should get it probably sometime towards the end of this month, once he turns in some paperwork and completes some additional work that he needs to do at the junction. The remaining construction elements, as I mentioned before, Farmdale and Culver City, we anticipate that will be completed towards the end of this month, and Metro can go into pre-revenue operations to the station with looking to open up out there at the end of June. Other construction elements that we're still needing to complete, that's the replacement parking at Cimarron and Rodeo, other miscellaneous city work that we need to complete, as well as the punch list items. Excuse me. Our latest budget analysis forecast is still looking at a $3.6 million shortfall for the things that we know at this point in time. But there's still several outstanding risk items that we continue to manage that we've mentioned before, disputed change orders, additional third-party costs, and professional services costs. Continue our cost containment efforts and still working for to gain the $2.8 million in third-party reimbursements that we're pursuing. And this is the summary. We basically showed an increase in the forecasted deficit. Most of that has to do with the additional safety enhancements we installed just prior to opening the alignment. So, again, we're still working to reconcile the shortfall. Noise that was discussed here, we did have our noise consultant go out and do field measurements. When Metro was out there running the full service, he had these measurements. He's in the process now of analyzing the data, and we expect a draft report shortly. Local jobs and DBE. Local jobs this month were at 27.8% for a cumulative to date of 30.1 DBE performance. overall, 20% goal attainment to date, 21.8 with a forecast at completion of 22.2. Moving on to phase two, continue to see work going along the alignment. I think we'll start to see more and more of that as we start progressing here towards the summer months. So clearing and grubbing over at Westgate and Expo. This is some sewer work in the city of Santa Monica. The alignment design build contract, good news is the court denied a neighbor for Smart Rail appeal of our certification of the environmental document, so that was positive. We issued the extended limited notice to proceed to our contractor that the board approved last month. With that, our contractor continued to advance the design to the 85% level. The Kenter Canyon storm drain, the large storm drain that runs around Colorado, we did the analysis that showed that it is structurally sound. We submitted that to LA County Flood Control. They came back with some comments, and we're in the process of addressing those comments to get back to them this month.
What were their comments?
Essentially, we used a model that they were not familiar with, so they asked us to go ahead and rerun the analysis using a model that they were familiar with, so we can kind of just make sure that the results are consistent. We continue to work the design of the National Palm Street improvements, coordinating with the City of L.A. Our latest estimate was $1.3 million, but we continue to work with the city going over the scope and the costs. And, again, we started work on the sanitary sewer line in Santa Monica. Maintenance facility design continues to advance to the 60% level. Continuing the work at Venice Boulevard. We have our encroachment permit application in with Caltrans. We've had some back and forth on a couple of elements. We're hoping to get that resolved here in the next week or so we can begin work middle of this to the end of this month. And the contractor has completed the 100% design drawings, and they're in with Caltrans and the city for review. Bikeway contract, we're looking at preliminary engineering and costs for the final design and construction in June. Work the preliminary engineering, and actually the bike advisory committee actually went out for a bike ride along the alignment late last month, and we're scheduled to get back together middle of this month. One major issue that we're dealing with are the overhead power line relocations. Again, given the lessons learned on phase one, we're watching this very, very closely, but at this point in time, based on the progress of LADWP, and we just received FCE schedule for the work that they're doing. We're looking at a 3-month delay to substantial completion for LADWP and 8 months for FCE. Now, we're working to mitigate these delays. We think there's some things we can do. We have met with FCE executive management, and we have their commitment that they're going to work with us to make sure the project isn't delayed. We're looking at overlapping procurement with design and construction. I think both agencies have been very linear with their approach. We don't know if that's absolutely necessary, that we think we can probably go ahead and overlap the procurement with the design and construction to save time. We're holding quarterly partnering meetings with both these agencies. Again, make sure we're working towards a common goal. In fact, we have a partnering session with Edison coming up this Wednesday. We're also working with the contractor to see if there might be workarounds that we can do with the work to allow a little additional time for these utilities to get in and do their work. And we've also talked to both of them about having the Expo Authority perform portions of work on their behalf in an effort, again, to try to expedite things. We're working closely with them, and we'll report to you on a monthly basis on our progress here. Community outreach, we continue to work with businesses along the alignment, as well as continue to conduct our stakeholder briefings to interested entities. Local hour utilization, the joint venture, local hire percentage, 50.8% this month with a cumulative to date of 39.7 for the subs, 43.3% for a cumulative of 30.8. Totals to date for this month, 48.7 with a cumulative to date of 35.7. L and SBE goals, local SBEs, commitment of 12.7%, the goal of 7%, and they're currently at 4.1%. SBE, commitment of 24.4%, a goal of 20%, and they're currently at 5.7. But again, as I said before, it's early in the project. We should see those numbers. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you. Any questions? Seeing none, thank you. Next item.
Item 8, CEO comments.
None this month.
Okay. And that brings us to closed session.
Item 9, board member
board comments. Board members' comments. Any comments from the board members? Seeing none.
And closed session.
Yes, Mr. Chair. There's a conference with legal counsel regarding existing litigation under Government Code 54956.9, Subdivision A. Three matters as listed in the agenda, item 10, and we do anticipate reportable action on items B and C.